Another day just added to the Supreme Court watch. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. So pro-life advocates will be closely monitoring rulings tomorrow and Friday, and so will pro-choice protesters. They were outside the court yesterday, but the much-anticipated abortion decision was not handed down. It's one of 13 cases still pending. As the court's term winds down, conservative justices have also had protesters outside their homes after the leaked draft opinion last month showed them poised to overturn the ruling that legalized abortion in favor of states' rights to restrict it. The Senate is now considering gun control legislation that could be approved this week.
It will help keep our children and our communities safer.
Senator John Cornyn was among the Republicans who worked out a compromise with Democrats to expand background checks on gun buyers under 21. There are provisions also that aim to take guns away from domestic abusers and those deemed dangerous, funding also for more school security. The price of oil is down big today, which could save us more at the pump. Gas is already down 8 days in a row from last week's record, and the president wants us to save even more.
President Biden supports a holiday from the 18 cents a gallon federal tax on gasoline, but says Congress must make sure a gas tax holiday does not have a negative effect on the Highway Trust Fund.
But it may not have enough support in Congress.
With lawmakers from both parties skeptical of a temporary gas tax holiday that economists warn may not bring down inflation.
Fox's Jared Halpern, they keep coming through the earthquake rubble in Afghanistan where 1,000 people are dead, 1,500 injured. Yellowstone National Park's back open this morning partially after record flooding in Montana and Wyoming.
From rains and snowmelt that washed out numerous roads and swallowed bridges and buildings, leaving some areas in the northern part of Yellowstone, like Lamar Valley and Mammoth Hot Springs, inaccessible.
Well, that's Fox's Jeff Manasso. Cleanup could take $1 billion. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
The Biden administration plans to import more baby formula to alleviate a shortage. Starting this weekend, trucks will drive tons of formula in from Mexico. There have also been flights from overseas. Three people are recovering from injuries that aren't serious in Miami the day after a flight there that was scary.
The landing gear of an older McDonnell Douglas 88 wouldn't deploy when the aircraft needed to land at Miami International. And after a lengthy runway skidding, the plane caught fire.
A tire burst, and then it went back up and came back down, and the landing was so hard that the entire landing apparatus was destroyed, and the belly of the plane is on the ground.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava. Ground crews put the flames out with foam while getting everybody off. The flight was incoming from the Dominican Republic in Broward County, Florida. Eben Brown, Fox News.
2.5 months before the next NFL season, a young player has died. How and why is still under investigation.
Baltimore Ravens outside linebacker Jalen Ferguson was 26 years old. The Ravens stated, "We are profoundly saddened by the tragic passing." The team called its 2019 third-round draft pick a kind, respectful young man with a big smile and infectious personality. A native of Zachary, Louisiana, and a former star at Louisiana Tech, Ferguson is the NCAA FBS record holder for career quarterback sacks with 45. He recorded 4.5 sacks and made 67 tackles over 3 seasons with the Baltimore Ravens, with whom he had participated in all offseason practices this year. He leaves 3 children, all under age 5, 2 daughters and 1 son. Jared Max, Fox News.
The battle for hockey's Stanley Cup resumes tonight in Tampa. The 2-time defending champion Lightning trail the Colorado Avalanche in the final 2-1. On Wall Street, the selling has stopped. The Dow's now up 12 points. The Nasdaq's gaining 70. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.